State and local officials spent yesterday reflecting on the Boston Marathon bombings. During a special summit at Boston University, the city's former police commissioner, Ed Davis, responded to an FBI agent's comments on the CBS TV program 60 Minutes that the agency decided to release photos of the bombing suspects. The agent said it was the right move, even though shortly after, MIT police officer Sean Collier was killed, allegedly by the bombing suspects. Davis said he was the one who pushed to release the images in the interests of public safety. WBUR's Deborah Becker reports.
Former Commissioner Davis says when he saw the photos of bombing suspects Tamerlan and Zahar Tsarnaev, he wanted his officers and the public to be alert.
People had a right to defend themselves against these two suspects. Terrorism is a deadly business.
Davis says he stands by his decision to push for releasing those photos, even though just hours later, MIT police officer Sean Collier was fatally shot, allegedly by the suspects.
And unfortunately, I think that he was snuck up on and murdered by cowards who would not approach directly. The bottom line is, they were out there building more bombs, and they were intent on using those bombs, and we prohibited them from using them against soft targets.
Davis's comments came during a day-long Boston University symposium on lessons learned from the marathon bombings. Karen Rand was at the finish line with her friend Crystal Campbell, one of three people killed that day. Rand was severely injured, and her lower left leg was amputated. One lesson she hopes officials take from last year is that those hurt get more help understanding their injuries and their options.
As someone who had no idea what to expect with an amputation and a prosthetic, there's no one size fits all for every person. We all need something different, and we all have different issues relating to that prosthetic.
Governor Deval Patrick spoke at yesterday's event. He told the audience the chaos that day was almost indescribable. But what stands out most for him in reflecting on the tragedy are acts of generosity and grace.
What we did was turn to each other rather than on each other. And I think that example of grace, of kindness, of bigness, had an awful lot to do with our healing.
The One Fund, which was created after the attacks, has distributed $60 million to survivors and victims' families. Former Boston Mayor Tom Menino, who is now at BU and helped organize the symposium, said the response to the bombings demonstrated years of planning and collaboration among medical teams and others at various state and local agencies. And Menino said in less than 4 weeks, he'll be out with this year's marathon crowds because Boston is now stronger. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Deborah Becker.